Well, it would take a powerhouse of a phone call to interrupt a great Nookie's Fucking Nucky song like that, but that's exactly what we're going to do this morning. It's 11 o'clock, it's a Tuesday, and it's time for our weekly market update with Manny Frangidakis and along with Manny Stamatis Sastra. Gentlemen, good morning. Kalimera, sas.
Kalimera.
How are you, man? It looks like everybody's waiting on the Fed decision, and they're betting rates are going to go up.
Yeah, so that, I mean, that's the big story of this week, as we discussed last week, is that you have the Fed that will announce their decision on rates tomorrow. But not just the Fed. You have the Bank of Japan reporting this week, the Bank of England reporting this week, and actually nine other central banks at the same time. So should be an interesting time for currency markets and the bond market. Look, I don't know if they're going to hike 25 basis points tomorrow. I think it's about a 50-50 shot. It really depends on, you know, you had a slightly lower CPI in the previous week, but, you know, you have to believe that they are also paying attention to the price of oil and how that's going to feed into the CPI in the future.
Yeah, there are a lot of reporting that the price of oil obviously is trickling down to the gas prices, highest the last, I think, 10 months. A lot of people are worried about $4 or $5 per gallon in the near future. You know, Saudis and Russia cutting supplies, not making things easy.
No, certainly not. And we've talked about this for months now. Even when oil was at 65, we said that it was most likely going to surge higher and could hit $120 a barrel. Currently at 95 and projecting that, you know, by Halloween it could be at 100, but might even get there faster. But it is driven completely by the supply side of the equation. So with, you know, Russian oil and gas not being able to be sold to the EU and other parts of the world, it's feeding into China at an ultra low cost, which means China is not buying from Saudi. And so that's why Saudi is cutting production. For that exact reason, and it's starting to escalate the price, and it's spiraling out of control pretty quickly. Look, when we said 120, I thought, you know, it would take much longer than it did to get up to these levels.
Yeah, domestically, also the, you know, we talk about the strike in Detroit. Very you know, strong sentiments on both sides. The workers. They are saying, look, we supported you 10 years ago. We took the cutbacks for the benefits. Now we want this new technology, there's electric vehicles, there's profits. We want a fair of it.
Yeah, and they have a deadline of Friday at noon. And they're sticking to their guns, or they're going to expand the number of workers that go out on strikes. It's going to be a complicated situation. I think the other interesting thing is that it became political. The head of the UAW union came out this morning and made a statement regarding former President Donald Trump, and that you know, his union would not be supporting billionaires and millionaires that are making decisions for working class people that are living paycheck to paycheck and barely going by when they have no idea what that life is like and have done nothing over the last number of years to support that part of the population. Became pretty political today, which is surprising to see how this really plays out, because Donald Trump explicitly said that he was counting on their support.
Yeah, and it was like, I think it's Donald Trump said that he will speak to the union at the same time that the debate is on as a counter programming. I don't know if that will still hold.
Right.
He was trying to capitalize on that movement. He did in Detroit, I mean, Michigan and Wisconsin, a lot of that's part of his base, as he considered.
Yeah. And, you know, it's going to, if it does, you know, that's going to feed into CPI. And that is one of the concerns that you'll hear across the market is, you know, payroll costs and the cost of labor spiraling out of control.
Speaking of the payroll cost, the Wall Street Journal had an interesting analysis that the biggest employer that keeps hiring higher wages is the government.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, and that's going to feed through the rest of the economy. The only thing that we could potentially point to is that you're starting to see some weakness in the jobs market, You know, Macy's came out today and said that they're hiring significantly less holiday workers than they have in the past. Not surprising when you look at what retail has done in terms of the stock market this year. Most of, like Macy's, for example, down 35% year to date.
All the retail sector is down, right?
Most of the entire sector. Even like the luxury goods like LVMH, which is down 17% year to date.
Well, it's eating into the wallets, eating into the consumer wallets, and this form of soft landing, on however you want to call it. But all that combination is making it more difficult for the consumer spending.
Yeah, and I don't think the soft landing narrative plays out. I think that you will end up having a recession, just taking longer than people originally thought, just due to the amount of liquidity that was dropped into the market and the economy over the last couple of years since the pandemic. But we do believe that it is coming. I mean, you could see it in different sectors of the economy, and they're coming into the fundamentals, you know, and you're even starting to see some weakness in big cap tech.
That's it.
Roller coaster ride continues, it sounds like. That's what I'm hearing. Roller coaster ride continues.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I think that the next, you know, this could be a troublesome market for some time. You know, you could see economic growth start to dissipate over the next, you know, even if you grow at 2% GDP, that's going to put some pressure on a lot of different pockets.
We had David Paleologos on. I don't know if you guys were listening earlier today, and he was discussing, he had a recent poll, particularly about people's spending habits, and he had seven categories. You know, what are you cutting back on? And, you know, the results showed that, you know, those making $50,000 and under, and there are a lot of those people out there, you know, those are the masses, that's Main Street, are cutting back on every item listed, you know, it was whether it was clothing, dining, travel, whatever, self-expense, just a complete cutback on all seven categories. So that's the Main Street out there today. That's what we're hearing.
Yeah. No, you're seeing it. I mean, we've talked about it. Credit card delinquencies are at an all-time high. Yep. Auto delinquencies are at an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, forget the mortgage market. We know a lot of people have a lower rate, but even for those that are just still buying or getting in, I mean, you're talking 2x the cost of what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to get, you know, consumers' spending habits to change direction. And again, Adam, the student loans that kick back in October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
There's a number of things that could continue to weaken this economy. But I think there's also a lot of things that are very attractive here. For example, bonds. I do think that even if you get another rate hike, bonds at this point in time, you really are setting up for a potential total return type of picture where you get the, you know, 4.33% coupon in the U.S. 10-year. And as, you know, as rates slowly go down, we expect bonds to go up significantly more than stocks will at the end of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you could look at sectors like private credit where, you know, you're close to making about 14-15% year-to-date returns.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Closing on the economy side before we give it one more kick, you and I, about the golf tournament, Manny?
Yeah, I mean, look, it all depends on where Powell decides to take it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll learn hopefully more tomorrow, but I think the key thing that people need to know is that even if we don't get any more rate hikes, I think we're, you know, we're higher for longer. So mm-hmm. even when they stop raising, it doesn't mean that they start cutting immediately in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
That these higher rates could be with us for longer than people expect, and that even when we do cut, I don't think we're going anywhere close to the lows that we were during the previous, you know, call it 10 to 15 years.
Very good. Very good. All right, Manny, let's once again, and Manny and I are actually going to be playing in the same foursome, so I am looking forward to Tuesday, Manny. But nonetheless, mm-hmm. Let's give it one more effort because there are some foursomes still available.
Yep, and we'll be reaching out to folks tonight and throughout this week. It's going to be our last planning meeting as a committee this evening held at the Metropolis. So September 26th, Indian Ridge. Metropolis Golf Classic. Every single dollar raised goes to the Greek Orthodox Youth Camp up in New Hampshire, provides financial aid to families that are unable to provide the financial means to send these kids to camp. And it's extremely important to our community, to our culture, and to our faith. So we're leaning on the community to hopefully have a record-breaking year, to continue to build out His Eminence, his dream of what you know, that camp should be and how much of a totem pole it could be for our community.
Yeah, I like that, the totem pole. It makes a lot of sense.
Exactly.
It really does.
Right? Yeah. They're the future. They're the future.
They truly are. They truly are. Manny, thank you very much. Stamati, thank you very much. And, of course, Manny joins us each and every Tuesday at 11 o'clock right here on Grecian Echoes with a weekly market update. All right, a few commercial messages, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.